Last time on Culture File, we danced in the Compost Mountain, currently being nurtured by students at NCAD as part of an art project, Come Farm, which has sprung up in some abandoned lots hidden behind a boarded-up building in Thomas Street. The NCAD Garden is far from the first city gardener's art project to pop up in Ireland in recent times, but it is perhaps the most ambitious, a pilot for an organic growing centre for the city, as Tony Louth, the gardener, horticultural activist and self-styled guerrilla composter who lent his know-how to the project explained as we sat in the NCAD gallery last week.
My name is Tony Louth. I'm from Ballybock. I built the community garden in Bridgefoot Street, and I also manage the community garden in St. Auden's School.
So when you first arrived here in 2013, what did you see?
Oh, a vision. I immediately knew exactly how it was going to turn out. I saw this big tract of land, and half it unusable, but good for a nature reserve. And I saw another half, like, that had lots of buddleia but it was fairly level, okay? So I said to myself, this is ideal. This is the answer to a quest that I've been after for a number of years, because I'm interested in a particular type of gardening. I'm interested in no-dig gardening, because I would consider myself a guerrilla composter. And I would be old enough to remember the Dutch farmers in round Lusk and Skerries, where the vegetables as well as flowers were grown, and them coming into town with their horse and cart and a pyramid of cabbages and going home loaded with manure. I grew up in Richmond Road, and my father was a very good gardener, and we grew vegetables virtually for a family of 12, mother and father and the 10 children. So we were always working in the garden, bringing in the manure, collecting leaves, getting seaweed, going down to Dollymount to collect driftwood or clinkers for the fire. So everybody contributed, and we just accepted it as normal. But to me, afterwards, I realized it was a kind of apprenticeship. So when I became a lone parent in 1984, I was able to tap into that. Immediately, I was able to do lots of things. I was just able to get the bicycle out, you know what I mean, start growing plants and things like that. And it was kind of just natural. It just came back to me natural. When I did the community garden in Bridgefoot Street, it was quite large, and people were kind of saying, oh, you're starting a business. And I said, well, you know, I'm not really. And when the potatoes were ready, I just called to the people in the flats and I said, do you want potatoes? I said, bring a plastic bag and you can have potatoes. You can go from here to Killarney and not see a vegetable being grown. I mean, that's dreadful. We should be able to overproduce and supply. We should export vegetables. This is what I don't understand. We just have this aversion. Nobody seems to want to challenge it, okay, and to say, well, you know, we it's a marvelous success story with beef, okay, and milk and all this production, okay. But horticulture just seems to be the poor man at the table. We're trying now to make this garden self-sufficient.
You've got a huge compost heap out here now.
Yes, and the seaweed comes from Dollymount. The leaves, some of the leaves from Griffith Avenue, Leeson Street, Leeson Park, the church, and we collect coffee grounds from Nota, and we collected coffee grounds from Manning's, and we collect coffee grounds from the luncheonette, and I believe that they're all free resources, and we just don't use them anymore.
What the lads were saying to me was that they didn't actually know much about the detail of how you might run a garden. So what did you say to them that they needed to grow? Or how did you work out what should go in that garden? Because it seems like you gave the instruction on that.
The first thing I put in was potatoes, because they make a beautiful showing. And they really can impress people by the flowers. There's banks of flowers of when they, and the early potatoes particularly would be ready within 13 weeks. So you have a kind of an early start on them, and then we graduated from there. That I asked somebody, would they help? Would we help grow seedlings. So they grew the seedlings, and so I just took them and we started planting. So it was kind of, it just developed kind of naturally, mishmash, okay, in the beginning. And then some groups came up and we decided we'd plant up boxes. And Wagner, the chef from the Luncheonette here, came over and he started planting salads and carrots. And so I sort of said, well, feel free, just go buy a few seeds, go down, look at the seed packets, okay? If you like the seed packet, just bring it up here and we'll plant it. The problem with growing in the derelict sites is that no compost is made. There is no community composting. So when you import the soil, it just doesn't work. You'll notice, if you noticed in the garden, there are virtually no weeds. There's also virtually, there are no slugs. Now, they were the bane of every gardener's life. But in the no-dig method, done properly, and with a little bit of intelligence, okay, you save yourself all those bothers. And the other thing is, it doesn't need watering because you're using organic matter. And when you bring a ton of seaweed onto the land, you're bringing 3/4 of a ton of water. So if you've put it into the soil, okay, compost, it works. It's beautiful. This is a pilot, kind of a pilot for an organic center. And then we're going to we follow no dig, and then we're going to start producing salads. I want to use this place to, if for as long as I am allowed, okay? So I if the boss man here says go, I have to go, and I absolutely know that. But so far, I've been told that there's no real plans for the place. So I just accept it, and I just go on, if we don't do it here, you know, the works will still carry on because people have seen, people will learn. Everybody can help. Everybody can grow. People are benefiting, okay? And as long as people are benefiting, just keep on that road.
Tony Lau there. And next time on Culture File, we'll be listening to Dublin Port.